Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to New Age Guild Radio. We are a growing community striving to bring you New Age and holistic practitioners, news, resources, and trending information from across the community. We welcome your feedback and suggestions for future programming, and yes, we do take questions on the air. Please visit us for free at newageguild.com to find a practitioner and what's happening in your community and beyond. And please don't forget to follow our program before the end of the broadcast. So sit back, enjoy the show, and welcome to our many guests and our wonderful listeners.
Hello and welcome to Spirit Talk Radio. It is Monday evening, and it is the first Monday in the month of November, or Yesvember, as I like to call it. And we are here once again with New Age Guild member Matthew Derrickson, or also he likes us to call it Matt, from beautiful, Denver? Is it Boulder, Colorado you're from?
It's actually Boulder.
Boulder, Colorado. Well, every place in
I'm
Colorado.
I'm actually from California, but I've lived here for 3 years now.
Oh, so you're an immigrant to Colorado, an escapee from California to Colorado. Well, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself? You have quite a few people excited to connect with you here on the radio. Mm-hmm. Just tell them a little bit about what you do and who you are.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm what's called an intuitive empath, which means a couple of things. It means that I can feel other people's emotions as if they're my own. It means that I can see into people's belief systems, and I can also see into the way I work psychically is I look at a person's energy, and I see where that energy has been, where it is, and where it's going. And that's how I do readings, to help people figure out what path is going to be the most fruitful for them, by looking at what the potentials are energetically. And I've had out-of-body experiences since about age 5, I would say. And I've had precognitive dreams about world events since I was in my teens. So it's been kind of an interesting journey. It was toward the end of my 20s when I started to be able to see spirits and communicate telepathically with non-physical beings, and also with people who are still here in physical form.
Wow.
So it's been...
Wow.
But the telepathy part of it is still more involuntary at this stage. It's not something that happens sort of on demand. It's kind of when I'm in that in-between state between sleeping and being awake, you know, suddenly my mom or my grandma, who are no longer living physically, they'll come in suddenly. It's a very interesting experience.
I can imagine. So one of the things that is present for me, you know, as a medium, I get that a lot, where, you know, we lose people and we're supposed to be much more evolved, right? So we don't, you know, people often will question me when I feel the loss, but the difference is you have that connection still. So it's like you miss their presence, but then they still come and visit with you and engage with you. What is that like for you, having the mother and grandmother come in and connect with you while you're meditating or going through your process there in your practice?
What's interesting, for two reasons. First of all, exactly like you say, it's not like they're really gone. For those of us who know that consciousness never dies, it never goes away, we know that those people are still very real. They just don't have a body anymore, and they don't identify with the ego anymore, but they're still very, very real. So it's not like they're really gone. And for me, the last couple of years, when I visit them in the dream state or the in-between state, it's getting to be so real for me now as I develop that being there is almost as real as being here. So I have these conversations with my deceased family, and it really feels like they're still here living, even though they're really not. They're living on the other side, but they'll make comments about world events and what's going on today, and they have really up-to-the-minute perspectives on what's going on. And so it's really, if you can be open to that connection, it's really like they're still with you.
Oh, that's beautiful. That is really super. That's really beautiful that you're able to do that, and that must make the process as an individual for you a lot easier too, because you can engage with them and they're there and they're supporting you in your process as a practitioner too, because do they still have that pride and that love that they had for you in the physical, kind of like mom watching you walk across the stage in a graduation? Is it the same for mom kind of engaging with you here as a successful kind of guide on the earth plane?
It's a little bit different, because once they've crossed over to the other side and they're now a non-physical being, they interact with you much the same way that other high vibration non-physical beings would interact with you. That is to say that they'll give you guidance, and there's still that personal connection because they know you very well personally. However, in terms of the way they interact with you, they treat you more as an equal, as opposed to like more like a brother or a sister than as a parent or a grandparent, because in the higher realms, there's no time, there's no age. No one is older or younger than anyone else. No one has any more or less experience. It's just different. So there's more, it kind of raises the bar for you as well, though, too, because you have to be more accountable. You know that they're no longer here to take care of you. They're only there to interact with you. They give you their advice. They give you their perspective. But they're no longer responsible for you because they're not here in physical form anymore. So it's a lot, in some ways it's easier, but in other ways there's actually more accountability on you as a physical person.
That's really cool. That's really nifty. I could sit here all night and talk to you about this, but you're not here for me. So I want to make sure that other people have the opportunity
to talk to you. Well, we're here for you a little bit, of course, yeah.
It's so fun to get the different practitioners on, and some people get on that have some really interesting things to talk about in their practice. And as we're evolving, as our process evolves, and all these real interesting ways of reading and the combination of all the different skills come together, and you talk about, you know, having your intuitive process, and you have this way that you can engage with people, and you feel their emotions, and you have the precognitive dreams. All this comes together, and you've put together the life pathway reading. And I'd like to
soul pathway reading.
Soul pathway, my bad. Soul pathway. Talk to me about that, because I'm very fascinated with how you really tap into really wanting people. The only thing I can say is get there. That's the thing that comes to me. It's like you want to get people there, right?
Right, because what it is, when we come in, especially for those of us who were not raised at an early age with a strong spiritual foundation, we come in, you don't remember anything about your past lifetimes. You come in, you're raised by the mainstream culture. You think you're supposed to, you know, grow up, get a job, have a family, you know, take vacations, that sort of thing. But there's no guidebook that's handed to you that tells you, well, these are the specific things that you actually came here to work on that may be different from what other people are working on. So the way I came up with the name Soul Pathway Readings, it's all about cutting through the clutter and the distractions of what other people or the mainstream culture may think that you're supposed to be doing with your time, and really getting on track with what does your soul want to experience in this lifetime? What did you really come here to learn and to work on? And as a lot of the guides will say, it's about getting in the driver's seat, about taking charge and consciously creating your life as opposed to letting circumstances, you know, dictate what you're doing. But it's about figuring out, what is the specific reason that I'm here? What am I really working on? What task should I be focusing on so that I can give my soul the experience that it wants to have, and I can evolve faster and have more happiness and have more success doing that? That's what that's about.
Well, I'd love to give you an opportunity to talk to a couple of the callers if you're ready to just jump in. Since you have so many people waiting, I don't want to keep too many people waiting too long. But are there any rules in terms of things that you'd like people to, how you want them to ask a question or anything like that before we get people on and start hooking people up to talk to you here on the radio?
No, people can ask any question they like. I'm always most excited to help people who really are looking to change their life and create new circumstances for themselves that are beyond what they would have thought possible before. That's really kind of what my specialty is. But there's many types of questions that can fall in that category. So,
okay,
you know, as yeah, so yeah, we can go ahead.
Let's take it. All right, you got it. Okay, so we are on the air with Matt. Who are we speaking to?
Hi, Angel. Hi, Matt. This is Valerie.
Hi, Valerie.
Hi, Valerie.
Hi. Matt, I'd like to know when you see a lifelong partner coming in, and if you can tell me anything about him.
Okay, let me connect in for you, Valerie. Bear with me for a moment. I do see that there's someone out there, but you have to... there's still some work that you have to do on yourself before that person is going to come into your life. Mainly, one of the things that I really feel with you is that you have been, I want to say, sort of afraid to be yourself and afraid to really be open with people about what you really want to do with your life, and I think that's kind of been holding you back a little bit. It's about, for you, it's really going to be about clarifying what is your own sense of mission and purpose here on the planet. The more that you do that, the more that's going to allow that person to come into your life. And I do think it's a little ways out for you still, but there's definitely, I do see someone out there for you. So there's definitely companionship available. But you have to start with yourself first and sort of clarifying, how do I really want to spend my time? What direction do I really want to go in terms of my other interests? And that will sort of help. It's not just about magnetization. It's about sort of opening the doorway for someone else to come in who also is going to need to work on those same things. Does that make any sense for you?
I got the door open. That door has been open.
Yes, but you've been a little bit passive about it. You have to be a little bit more aggressive about clarifying what is really important to you. What do you really want to be doing with your time? What are your values? You know, what do you stand for? Be kind of more articulate in terms of defining how you want to live and how you want to spend your time and kind of what you stand for. You've been sort of not doing that as much as you need to be.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
And that's common. You know, you're not alone there. That's actually a very common thing. A lot of us, myself included in the past at times, have not been doing that to the degree that we should be. So it's, you know, don't feel that you've done anything wrong there in that regard, but a lot of people have just sort of been kind of coasting along. You have to really sort of reach in, you know, reach into the engine of your life and sort of make big changes there to your liking, not to someone else's liking, but to yours. And just don't be afraid to stand out, to be a little bit different. Don't be afraid to show your uniqueness, because that's going to that'll sort of ping out to the universe and sort of give the universe a better idea. Okay, what does Valerie really want? Who's actually the best match for her? You're kind of giving the universe sort of more to work with there. Do you see what I'm saying?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but yes,
there
definitely, I do see and feel someone coming in there for you. There's definitely someone out there. I can't give you a timeline because that's dependent on your choices, but if you start sort of thinking about the things I've been discussing with you, there's no reason that there has to be a long time delay with that. You can start bringing people in. And I do have the sense there's already someone sort of in your area, you know, who could come in, but you have to sort of do that work I was talking about.
Okay, because I've written everything out. And then they said you're supposed to feel it as well. So I've been
doing those kind of things. Scale it?
No, I said I've put everything in writing as to what I wanted in a life partner.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess you're supposed to have the feeling of it coming in. So I've been doing those things. I just don't know what other things I should be doing. But because right now... so far as work is concerned, I'm not working because I really don't have to. I mean, I can, but I don't have to. So I was just trying to make room so that partner can come in.
Well, if you're in that very fortunate position, then what I would recommend that you do is undertake some things that you do just because you feel like. And, you know, it doesn't even have to be volunteer work. It doesn't have to be work of any kind if you don't want it to be. But something that is engaging, whether it's, you know, taking a class or taking a trip somewhere or, you know, joining, you know, a film discussion group, whatever piques your fancy, you have to get those juices flowing.
Yeah, I've been going to seminars in regards to real estate.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of what I do. If I see a seminar that's interesting to me, I'll go to that.
I feel like the real estate seminars, my feeling is that that subject matter is not adequately nourishing for you. You're going to want to do something more that stimulates your sense of creativity and your sense of making a difference in the world. I feel like the real estate for you is just not, it's not new enough. It's not different enough. There's a part of you that is ready, I think, to handle more complicated subject matter than that. So I think you're kind of, it's kind of stymieing you a little bit to be working in that kind of area.
Okay, can you give me a hint? Because I have no idea.
something that kind of excites your curiosity. Whatever it is in the world that you're curious about, could even be something metaphysical, because it seems like you have an interest in that topic. So I would try something more in the metaphysical realm, like a metaphysical discussion group or, you know, a book group that deals with these topics. Because anyone who takes the time to journal the way that you have and to really think about, you know, getting very specific about the kind of person you'd like to bring in as a partner, most likely the right partner for you is going to be someone who also has a similar interest. And if you're kind of like on one side of your life, you're working with very deep spiritual matters, but on the other side of your life, you're working with, subject matter that's a lot drier. So there's kind of a disconnect there. You're going to want to work in terms of, even if you don't have to work financially, however you choose to spend your time being engaged in the world, you know, separate from just your friendships, that has to be something that piques your curiosity and sort of stimulates your soul growth. And I think that the real estate is just kind of a bit dry for you. So I would look at something more metaphysical or more oriented toward helping people, helping the planet, or even just exploring different cultures, but something that is going to excite your curiosity and your sense of making a difference, because I think there's a part of you that is really needing, is really kind of yearning for that, that wants to be sort of nourished that way. So it's like on the one hand, you're interested in things that are very metaphysical, but on the other hand, you're spending your time doing things that are kind of dry.
Well, on the metaphysical level, there's not a lot of people that I'm around that actually understands it. You know, they'll look at you like, oh, my God, what is she, you know. Mm-hmm. It's not in my circle of people, that's a reach.
You may, what part of the country are you located in?
I'm in California.
Oh, you're really in California? Well, pardon?
I'm saying the people that I'm around, the people that I know.
Okay.
Now, I'm sure if I go to a place that I don't know of, like a Unity Church or something, that would be different.
Because in California, there are a huge number of people interested in these topics,
mm-hmm.
both in the LA area and also in the Bay Area.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots and lots of people who are interested.
In other words, what you're saying is seek out a group.
Absolutely. Seek out more people who have something in common with you in terms of your interests. And I know in Los Angeles they have the Agape group, which is in Culver City. They have different things that are going on in and around Venice and Santa Monica. Mm-hmm. So there's lots and lots to do there. And if you're up north in the Bay Area, which I'm not as familiar with because I haven't lived there in a long time, but there are definitely groups up there. I know there's a very reputable New Age bookstore in Marin County that has a lot of seminars and different guest speakers on metaphysical topics that are frequently coming by. But you have to mm-hmm. plug into it. If you want to have a partner come in who's really going to be nourishing to you and you're really going to enjoy their time, you have to find other people who also like to plug into the same things that interest you just outside of romance. Otherwise, you're going to be bored. You're going to find that you're going to be really bored, actually.
Right.
So that's kind of the challenge that you're facing right now. But, yeah, you've definitely got to get out there for sure.
Okay. I shall take that under. I will do that.
But there's definitely
All right.
someone out there for you. That's for sure.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
One.
Thank you for calling in.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Angel.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye. So one of the things I wanted to ask about in that call, and I'll let you take the next caller, is I find for me when you're working with people around relationships that it can be tough because people want a relationship. It's like they say they're ready, but sometimes they're not really ready. Does that make sense? There's like other stuff that has to happen.
It makes a lot of sense. And I always feel bad giving people the answer no, like it's not quite time for you yet. Because you want to say yes. You want people to be happy and optimistic. And
right.
the last caller that came in, I definitely feel like there's someone out there for her, but it's not just like right around the corner. It's a little bit further out. And I know, psychics, we're not supposed to talk about ourselves too much in terms of our experiences, but in this case, it's very apropos because the last year I was having the same problem. I was doing the same thing that she was doing. About a year ago at this time, I was saying to myself, my God, you know, I'm lonely. I want someone to come in. Isn't there anybody who wants to connect? I know, you know, Boulder, there's got to be someone here. There's a big metaphysical community here. And what I realized just the last couple of months that I was doing, I was not being choosy enough in terms of what kind of person I was visualizing. I was kind of casting a very generalized energetic net out there until it was really the last few months that I finally had that honesty and integrity with myself. I'm like, wait a second, I really want somebody who is waking up. I want somebody who is really waking up spiritually, not just anybody that is cute or interesting, but someone who really understands the kind of stuff I'm working on.
Mm.
And after I really started to clarify that, is actually when I started meeting more people. I haven't brought someone in quite yet, but I brought someone in who is in my soul group who's a little bit too young for me right now, but it was someone who definitely is starting to wake up, and I was able to kind of help that person start to sort of clarify what they're looking for, and that kind of got me set on the right path too. Like, at least it's not the right person yet, but it's someone coming in who's getting warmer, if you know what I mean.
I do, and it's, you know, you say, excuse me, I mentioned we're not always supposed to talk about ourselves, but I think it helps to share that stuff because it makes practitioners like yourself more attainable and almost more powerful to work with because you've been through a lot of this yourself. It's not like you're just speaking from some place that doesn't understand. You've got the spiritual guidance. You've got the practical knowledge. Because you've been through it, and so you can relate to it. I think that's an amazing combination. So I wouldn't discount that. I think that you should and definitely share that. So how is that going, by the way, the relationship part for you?
Well, I had a very interesting dream about a week ago where I was walking through my house. I live in a house with a couple of housemates up here in Boulder, some very interesting people, actually. And in the dream, I was walking through the living room that we have downstairs here, and I was outside of my room, and I was looking at my door, and on the door, there were 30 different Christmas cards there. And all of those Christmas cards were from a different soul who was kind of reaching out to me, and I believe what the dream meant was those are all people who were potentially interested in getting together, because I've been asking about this. I've been saying, you know, isn't there somebody who wants to come in? I'd really like to connect with somebody. And the way I interpret that dream is those were all different souls reaching out saying, yeah, I might be interested, you know, but, you know, let's talk about it. Let's, you know, let's kind of work more about what exactly we want to do together if we were to get together, kind of prepare yourself. So it's kind of, for me, that dream was a really important reaffirmation that you're never really alone. There's always people out there who want to get a hold of, who want to get together with you. It's just a matter of getting in the right place energetically.
Wow.
That promise of love is always there.
Ooh, that right there is a postcard. That one right there, that promise of love is always there. That I'm going to go to the next caller and let people chew on that, because that's a powerful statement right there. Let's go and see who else you get. That's a good one. You are on the air with that. Who are you speaking to? Ooh, what's going on in the background there?
Yeah, hold on. I'm in a cafe, so I'm going to step outside because you got some music in the background that's kind of loud.
Oh, we were living vicariously through you at the cafe listening to live music. Did you get your glass of wine, Matt? We were at the show.
Well, it wasn't live music. It was over the PA system, but it was still pretty loud. Now I'm outside, so sorry to end all the excitement for you.
Oh, I'll hide it for a minute.
Hi. You will like my it's Derek, isn't it? Your first name? Derek?
It's actually Matt. And what's your name?
Oh, I'm sorry. Why did I think it was Derek for some reason? My name's Allison.
I'm sorry?
Allison?
I'm sorry. I'm not able to hear you. The connection. I can't.
You said
I can't
Allison.
Allison.
Oh, Allison.
Right?
Okay.
There we go.
Yeah.
Well, how's it going, Allison?
Fine. You'll like my question because it fits into the kinds of questions you like to answer.
Okay.
Which is about big life transitions and all of, you know, big, that kind of thing. So I just, I do have that sort of happening slowly, but it's more slowly than I would wish it were, but. So I'd like to know what you see for this. It does involve finding new work, new career work in a different, in a relocation. So I'd like to hear what you have to, what you pick up around all of that in the next few months.
Well, the first thing that I pick up is something that is, I think, really reassuring to you. I do sense that you're someone who's going places. I think the energy surrounding you finding new work is very positive. I feel like it's not going to be too much of a struggle for you. You'll certainly have to do your homework and your due diligence, but I think that there's definitely a new job waiting out there for you that's going to be better than what you had before. I feel like you're someone who's actually in pretty high demand, and there's a lot of employment opportunities out there that I think would be very happy to have you. So the first part of my answer is actually really positive for you. I think your outlook is actually really good. You can move if you want to. I'm not sure if you have to, but yeah, I think you probably will.
Yeah, I do. And I'm really, and I want to be really specific, really clear here. The kind of work I'm looking for is not the kind of work I've been doing for the last 15 years. Just what I'm trying to do is get back into my career, which is not the kind of work I've been doing for the last 15 years. So, which has just been survival work. So there's not a lot of opportunities. I'm really curious what you're picking up, because my career has gone through some really, some huge changes in the last, 20 years. And so that's what I'm looking for. So opportunities are pretty, not what they used to be. And also I've been out of my career for a long time, so that doesn't really help either. So I'm curious why it looks so much better than it really looks on your end than it does actually in the world as it is.
Well,
you know?
what I do sense, and I hope this is not something you don't want to hear.
Okay.
But while I think the employment outlook for you is actually very, very good, I think it will be not necessarily what you're imagining it's going to be. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I can't see exactly what you were doing in the past. I don't think you're going to go exactly back to that. But
no,
I think what you will go to is something that will be very interesting. So I don't think I don't think you're headed for something that is going to bore you in any way. I do not think you're headed for disappointment. I think that you probably will wind up doing something that is not exactly what you were doing in the past. I think it'll be different. It may even, it may possibly surprise you in a way, but I think it will surprise you in a good way. And I think it'll be interesting work. I think that you will be working with people who respect you and who are reliable and who really value you as part of the team. Wherever you wind up going, because I think your energy is a match for that, and I think you're ready for that. But I think the kind of work that you will find yourself taking on is likely to be different than what you were doing in the past. I have that very strong feeling, but it will not. It's not going to be a letdown or a disappointment. It's going to be more like, oh, I didn't know I'd like doing that. That's kind of cool. It's kind of, I didn't know I'd be that good at doing that. This kind of works though. It's different, but it kind of works. You're going to feel engaged and you're going to feel happy doing what you're doing. That's what I see.
Oh, wow. And you don't see a relocation, although I'm kind of surprised by that, because the relocation is actually a big part of this life transition, and the relocation needs to take place on many levels, and the first one being better work opportunity, because where I'm living geographically right now is about, well, I'm not going to say zero, but probably about 0.5 in terms of opportunity in my field. So that's a big part of why I need to go.
No,
so
you
really
misunderstood. I think you probably will relocate is what I said.
Oh, you did. Okay.
Yeah, I think you probably will be. What I was feeling is you don't really have to relocate that far, but I think you can if you want to, and you probably will. You probably will.
I know timing is tough, but I'm just curious if you pick up a timing around this. That's been an issue actually for that's been an ongoing issue is the timing of the best timing for getting this. I mean, it's such a sea change. It's just almost overwhelming at times to think about it, but. It needs to happen, and it was supposed to have happened. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's coming soon, and when I say soon, my feeling is within the next several months.
Okay.
Remember, exact dates have to do with our own choices, but in your case, from a conscious perspective, it may be something that comes upon you. You from a conscious point of view may not actually have determined that yes, this is when I want to go, but that opportunity may come to you, you know, kind of sort of out of the blue, as it were, or circumstances will sort of, you know, catch you and drag you along in their wake, and that will sort of facilitate the transition. But I do see that this change is coming for you, and I don't feel that you're going to have to wait that much longer. I feel like it's on its way. But remember, when we look at, you know, these non-physical, the subtle energy of this, when I say not long, that can still mean several months, because, you know, your soul thinks in longer time frames than we do down here on Earth. So, but yes, I do think it is coming for you. I think you will be very successful and very well taken care of. It may not look the way you're thinking it's going to look, but I don't think that you're going to be disappointed, in part because you're going to be really, really busy. So I think that you will be very, I think you'll be very happy with how things work out.
That's nice to hear. Okay. Well, I appreciate that. And I'll see how it goes. There's just one huge part of this that's unpredictable, and that's when the house I'm living in sells. Right now, I don't want to say chained to the house sale, but I am, and so that is a factor that could bind me much longer than it already has, but it could bind me even longer than I really wish it would. So it could complicate matters considerably.
My feeling is it's very likely that the sale of your house is going to occur in tandem with this new opportunity that comes up for you.
It's not my house.
I'm sorry?
It's someone else. It's not my house. It's somebody else's house.
Oh, the house
I have
that
responsibility. It's a house I'm kind of like caretaking and I'm renting. So I have some obligation to be there, but it's not my house. I don't get any money or anything from the sale. I'm just sort of helping the owner out, I guess you could say. You could say that. So, yeah.
Well, regardless, I still feel that the sale of the house, you know, is going to happen sort of in tandem with your own, with the right opportunity that opens up for you.
Okay.
I think it's very, very likely to happen around the same time. So I would not worry. My real feeling is that's not something you have to worry about. That'll work itself out. So don't worry about that.
Okay. Thank you so much. Be curious.
You're welcome.
To see how
it
all shakes down. Thank you both. Thank you both.
Thank you. Have a good evening. Thank you for calling in.
You too. You bet.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Talk to me a little bit here, Matt, about the time, because you speak to it so clearly that there's the question that I have that I come to and ask you, and then I want to know, and when is it going to happen? And you have this really you have this great way of explaining how time isn't always as simple in this sort of a reading. It's not always as simple as I like to say to people, get up tomorrow morning, put on your purple dress and go to the Starbucks on this corner and then it's going to be right there. It's not always that simple, right?
No, and you know, even the higher level guides will tell you that. What they like to say is, you know, not a one of us can tell you exactly when something is going to happen. It's always potentials, and every time that you decide to walk left as opposed to right, you're putting yourself on a different timeline. So, you know, if you choose to say, you know, I want to go see a movie tonight as opposed to, you know, going ice skating if you live somewhere where it's cold, you know, every choice that you make, you're going to encounter different people. There's certain things that are dependent on bigger energetic patterns, and so those things, those doors will sort of open when they're meant to. But again, sometimes there's like an earlier opportunity, and if you miss that one, there's like a final opportunity, and that'll be so glaring you can't miss it. but a lot of us right now are in that place where the last caller was in. You know, we want something to change. We feel like what we're doing right now is so stale. You know, how could I even do this one more day? It's like it's so boring. It serves no more purpose. And a lot of times there's loose ends that you still have to tie up and even do some psychological resting, you know, as you're waiting to approach that new door that you're supposed to walk through. I think the last caller is a little bit too worried. I think a lot of really good things are going to come her way, and it is going to happen soon. So I feel very upbeat for her in particular. But I understand where she's coming from. It's like, you know, I've been waiting. It's not happening, but definitely the other shoe is definitely going to drop. It's coming soon. You know, just hang in there.
That's good for her to hear that. I believe she's still listening. So if you're still listening, that's a good thing. It's coming. It's coming. Just kind of let it happen, and it'll be there. Now, before we get on to the next caller, I wanted to give you an opportunity to shout out how people can reach out to you and connect with you if they want. And you've got a really great special that I'm excited about for the radio listeners.
Absolutely. So during the month of November, if someone has heard me on the show and they'd like to call in, I can give them a 25% discount on my normal reading price during the month of November, or Yesvember, as you call it.
Yesvember.
There's two... There's two ways to reach me. You can reach me through my website, which is soulpathwayreadings.com. So www.soulpathwayreadings.com. It's all one word. There's no dashes or periods. Or they can reach me at my number, which is 720-385-4948.
All right. So for those of you who are listening, I don't know if you caught that, so I'm going to repeat it because it's a really cool 25% discount. Is a significant discount for a practitioner. And if you want somebody that's really going to help you dig in, I would suggest you take advantage of that that opportunity. All you got to do is mention that you heard Matt on the radio here at Spirit Talk Radio and the New Age Guild Radio. I'm going to take the next caller here if they're ready to go. You are on the air with Matt. Who are we talking with?
Hi, thank you, Angel. This is Gigi.
Hi.
And hi, Matt.
Hi, Gigi.
Hi. So, yeah, I'm really excited to talk to you because that what you said at the beginning of the show in terms of what your specialty is or what you're really wanting to help people with is, you know, their soul's calling. And really, that's where I'm at. I feel like if you could tap into what my soul wants me to know in terms of my direction and, you know, my purpose.
Well, the first word that comes to mind for you is study. I think that for you right now, I think the most productive use of your time would actually be to do some study and some meditation. I think that you need to... And when I say study, I don't necessarily mean that you open a book and study, but I would say more study your life, study the way you see the world around you and what it means to you. You need to take some time, I think, for reflection and really kind of get very heart-centered, but also sort of direct your mind to what it is that you're sort of where your emotions are wanting to lead you and where you're curiosity would like to focus. I think additional meditation would be really good for you, and whatever sort of comes to you as you're doing that, I would follow that up with some studying, study on those topics, do some reading about it, do some reflecting about it. I think for you, there's really still some inner work that you have to do, and it's not so much on your personality or the way you interact with people. It has more to do with creating focus for yourself. And I can't stress that enough. Just really figure out what it is that really needs to be catching your attention right now in terms of what's going on in the world and how you fit into that. I would really do some meditation to figure that out. That's really key for you right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's nothing that's coming through that you could, give me in terms of insight without getting that answer myself, I guess, is what I'm understanding you saying.
Probably not, because I think that there's the waters with that are kind of muddy for you right now. There's not, because what I'm sensing for sure is this is not a time for emotion for you right now. It's not a time for you to be taking a lot of action. It's more a time for you to wake up your consciousness. And you need to be spending time just reflecting, meditating. What is it that I really want to focus on? I don't think it's an answer that someone else can give you. I think it's something that is sort of hidden and is yet for you to be discovered. So it's not really... There's not really a lot of answers I can give you on that tonight, other than you need to sort of awaken your own awareness and sort of kind of develop your own inner guidance. I think that's kind of the mission for you right now. So you're really, as far as that goes, as far as when we talk about life changes, for you, it's not so much that there's anything really going wrong in your life. It's more that you need to sort of turn on your antenna and kind of boost the power to it. So figure out where you want to direct your attention and learn to be a little bit more selective with that. What is really going to be inspiring to you? So part of your journey is actually to discover what your inspiration is. And it's kind of tricky with you because with some people I can tell them. With you, I feel like it's not, it's actually sort of not my place to tell you that. I know it's kind of a, that's kind of a crummy answer, but that's kind of what I'm feeling for you right now.
Okay. Because I feel like I'm a little bit in survival mode right now. And I would really like to figure out my purpose so that I can, so that I can really get on with the business of being on my path and then feeling as if I'm doing something that's fulfilling. As far as waking up my consciousness, I mean, I've been walking through that portal since I was very young. So I've been on the path of metaphysics and spirituality and higher conscious awareness. Not that I'm not still learning. I mean, obviously, it is. There's more opening. But at the same time, it's I'm a little bit concerned about my direction, taking care of, you know, surviving and, you know, being able to handle all of the financial responsibilities that I have, in addition to being happy about what I'm doing. So it's, you know, it's kind of like a double
There's still things left to be discovered for you, and I think the answer, it really is something that you're going to have to go internal and discover on your own. I don't have, unfortunately, for you in particular, unfortunately, I don't have a really good answer. All I'm seeing is it's something that you have to discover for yourself in this case. But it does have to do with kind of working on your discernment, clarifying things, sort of boosting your own internal ability to pull information through about how you're really feeling about things, how you're really reacting to things, and how you want to direct that, how you want to direct the focus of that. It's about focus and it's about discernment. As far as the challenges that you're facing in your outward life, financially and otherwise, I don't sense that your situation is quite as dire as you fear it is. I think it's going to be manageable to you. I don't think that you have to be afraid as long as you're careful. I think you're going to come out of this okay. I don't sense any great danger for you, but there's a time, I think you need to sort of look at what kind of areas in the past have been of interest to you and do some more study about them. It's about reflection and study. You need to sort of quiet the mind and go inside more. I know you say you've already been doing that, but I feel like you need to go further down that road. I feel like you haven't really gone deep enough is kind of my sense with that. So you're kind of more in the process stage and not in the results stage yet. You still need to work on your process, the process that you use for yourself to determine how you even want to apply this metaphysical knowledge that you've been acquiring already and that you've been interested in. How are you going to use it? And what really are the priorities and what are not the priorities? So it's about finding that level of discernment and that level of focus. So it has to do, there's more study and more reflection needed for you at this stage in the game. It's not like there's not a clear action plan for you, is what I'm seeing.
Okay, great. Well, thank you.
I know that's not really the answer you were looking for, and I'm kind of sorry about that, but that's kind of just where I'm seeing you right now.
Right. No, it is what it is, and I appreciate your honesty.
All right.
Well, good.
Good luck out. It's always tough. Thank you for calling. Have a good evening.
Sure. You too.
It's always tough, and when it's not, you're not able to give the person, you know, the right answer. But if I could share, I remember going through my own struggle years ago, and I was fighting, just letting go and being who I am today, and just going with being a practitioner. And part of it was, my message was, I had to discover that this is what I was supposed to be and come to terms with it myself. And there was nothing anybody could tell me, because I had to find it out on my own. Right. That's what I kind of felt like you were saying in that last session.
Well, and she's, you know, Gigi's also someone who's very sensitive. And, you know, I feel like although she's a lot of people who feel like they've been on this path, their commitment to it may be very sincere, but they still may not have actually gone deep enough. And there could be a variety of reasons for that. It's not because they're not, it's not because they're not serious or because they're not sincere or they're not capable of going deeper. It could be just there's just been distractions in their life. They haven't devoted the time to it because they've been worrying about something else. I feel with Gigi, one of the things that she's worrying too much about the other stuff going on in her life, she's not taking the time to get quiet and develop her own sort of discernment about what kinds of subject matter she wants to focus on, because I do think that metaphysics is very important for her. And she's very, very sensitive, and I feel like she's not putting that sensitivity to use. It's like, you know, I feel like she's actually quite gifted, but she's not she's not really developing it.
You know, it's
because
hard.
She's putting all this energy off into all these other things that she's worried about. She's not taking the time to get quiet and go inside. That's what her problem is.
Yeah, but I was gonna say it's hard. This is quite the path to sit in the time that you have to put into it between ministering to yourself and then ministering to the people that you support. It's quite a path to get on. So I would definitely encourage Gigi, if you're still there, anybody else that was listening to that, to be able to tap into your soul and really dig in and allow your inner spirit self of yours to play. That's new. How can you help somebody really tap into that? What kinds of things do we do to focus together? Because that's, I think, the question of the day for me as I listen to you is, what does that work look like?
I think for Gigi specifically, what I would really recommend her to do is do visual meditation. Is literally sit down or lay down, and go on that spirit journey. Just get the mind quiet. And I don't know, we're all wired different ways. I would think visual would work for her. If she could just lay down and get quiet and say, okay, I'm looking for clarity and direction. I feel like the energy I'm putting out in the world is not really taking me where I want to be going. So how could I direct my energy better? Like, what do I need to turn my attention to right now? What would be the most productive for me? Literally lay down and start visualizing, get the mind very quiet and see what images start coming to you. What do I see myself doing that's necessary? And then start decoding the metaphors. Decode, you know, because when we see visions, sometimes it's literal, sometimes it's metaphorical. Start decoding that stuff. What information is there out there? And a lot of people, you know, unfortunately, there's not as much clarity there as there should be. And there's a lot of people who have that issue going on right now, especially today, when we're all distracted by so many things and time is going by so quickly. It's very hard, but you have to take the time.
Very true. You talked about last time when you were on the show about how time is flying by because of the causality having something to do with the effects of some of the universal energies. I think that's what you were talking about. I don't know if I said that.
Well,
right.
Yeah, time. Yeah, time is speeding up. There's some of the benevolent guardians in our solar system, you know, the Sphere Being Alliance is one group like that. They have these giant spheres that have been in our solar system buffering a lot of the energy that's coming from the sun. And that solar energy that's part of the ascension process, Earth ascension, all the 2012 stuff. And they're starting to withdraw that buffering because we're ready to grow more. So as more of that solar wind, that solar energy hits the Earth, not only are you going to be starting to see more physical Earth changes, like earthquakes, that sort of thing, but you're also going to see a lot more changes in people. People are going to be acting erratically. I've noticed that with a lot of people around me. People that normally appear to be very straight-laced and very well put together start behaving erratically, start kind of, you know, sort of dropping their guard, sort of letting their professionalism go, you know, drop down a bit. You see that with people, and a lot of it is because time is also speeding up. A lot of these energy changes are all going together. So people no longer can accomplish things as calmly as they used to be, because it's like there's more to do in the same amount of time, because as we grow, as we go up in vibration, there's more to be aware of, there's more to attend to. So every minute gets packed with more decision making, more action. It's very hard, you know, for people, and I don't do the meditation as much as I should either, but we all have to do it, because it's really what
right.
is gonna help us be able to work and stay centered.
Wow.
And so when people are distracted, you can get into a position like where Gigi was. You know, it's like, well, you know, it's like that's what you have to do. You gotta get quiet and go inside.
So we don't have a lot of time, but I have one person who's been waiting here for almost an hour. So I thought if you can just give him or her just a couple of minutes of your time.
Absolutely.
Here, just real quick. Thank you for holding. You're on the air. Who are we speaking with?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Tonetta.
Hi, Tonetta.
Hi. I was just curious here to see what the future holds here in regards to my love life.
All right, let me connect in for you, Tonetta.
Sure.
Again, there's someone coming, but they're a little ways out. So there's definitely an experience coming for you in your love life.
Okay.
It's not going to happen in the immediate future, but there is something coming, and it's going to be... Again, I've given this answer too many times tonight, but it's going to be coming in a manner that you're not expecting. It's going to come to you in a way that you're really not expecting.
Okay.
I don't know, unlike some of the other people we've spoken to tonight, I don't know that there's any one big particular thing that you have to do to make that happen. I don't sense that there's anything... that's kind of missing in your practice or that you really need to urgently attend to. I think it's coming for you. Just keep living your life as happy as you can. Just keep doing
right.
the things that interest you. Just keep doing that, and it's on its way. And it'll sort of come when you're not expecting it.
Okay.
But I feel like the energy surrounding that for you is definitely positive. Just be a little bit patient. And just keep out there, just keep going about your business, just keep on, have as much fun as you can. That's the only thing I would say to you, is I would really make an effort to do whatever you can to have fun every day, every week, every month. Pack as many interesting things in your life as you can that make you happy, that you enjoy doing. And I think that's pretty much for you all it's going to take, because I think it is on its way for you.
Oh, okay. Well, that's great.
I know, that was awesome. Well, you got like the awesome sauce reading tonight.
Yeah.
I loved it. That was awesome. That was a good reading to end on. I hope that helps. I hope you have a joyous evening. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
All righty. Good night. So
have a good one.
That was awesome. You got the last little minutes. Time flew, as it always does. I want to give you a call to action to let people know how to get in touch with you and what specials you have for them tonight.
Absolutely. As we said again, anyone who's heard the show who wants to call me during the month of November, or Yesvember, as you say, they can get 25% off. My usual price is $2 a minute. So we can do that for $150 a minute for the rest of November if you hear me on the show. You can reach me at www.soulpathwayreadings.com or call me at my number, which is 720-385-4948.
That is awesome. Thank you so much for being on the show. We're going to have you on again here in a few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So until then, we will see you on the other side of December. Hopefully we'll get some people. I'll post some information up on the Facebook page, so please come by and visit us on Facebook. In the meantime, we'll see you next time. Matt, it was a pleasure having you. I'm looking forward to talking to you again soon. And I hope you have a wonderful, blessed rest of your evening.
Absolutely, and you do the same, and likewise looking forward to coming back again.
Thank you. Good night, everybody.
Have a good one.
Welcome to New Age Guild Radio. We are a growing community striving to bring you New Age and holistic practitioners, news,